Blog Talk Radio.
Shattered innocence. Today we'll be discussing what is our purpose. My name is Darlene J. Clark. I am an advocate and an author of Shattered Innocence, a book you can find at Amazon.com. Things that have happened to me made me be what I am today, an advocate. It helped me to understand what others go through. It helped me to see that this happens not only to one person. It's a wide array of people that this happens to. Child abuse, CPS, abuse, child sexual abuse, child trafficking, bullying. On my channel, we'll be doing news, neglect, psychological abuse, narcissism, exploitation, wrongfully accused. The Shattered Innocence purpose is to bring awareness to different topics involving different abuses. Some shows will feature a personal story, while on certain days, there are news stories on different topics. These come and support our cause of bringing awareness to these topics, which sometimes are taboo to talk about. Abuse affects our lives in so many ways. What do we do when we are too scared to tell? When we have trusted someone and they did not help? Sometimes someone asks, "What did you do to get punished this way?" Abuse is abuse. Abuse is not punishment. Abuse is torture, crippling, debilitating. What advice would you give others to help them through the horrendous memories? Are you there for the person, or are you part of the knife in your friend or relative's back that you may have turned a blind eye to it? Are you claiming to advocate against abuse but condemn the people who tell and share their stories? Do you want to be a part of the solution or part of the problem? Let's stand united and discuss ways in which we may help others. What ways have you helped in your healing journey? Are you in a constant battle fighting the negative forces within? Stop it. Let's encourage one another. Are you an officer in the judicial system not doing your job to help the victim? And then when I do an officer as well as judges, lawyers, CPS workers, that means you're not doing your duty. Your duty is to serve and protect. It is about the people. It is about the children. It's about protecting them. It's not about putting these children in harm's way into the predators' homes, into their lives, away from loving parents who had no reason to have their kids taken away. How do we open the public's eyes so they can acknowledge and feel the need to help protect the children and our citizens? The children are our future. You matter. So on Sundays, Blackstone Lawyer will be telling little increments of a story at a time. Be at 2 to 4 Eastern and 1 to 3 Central every Sunday. That's when he can make it on the Sunday. Monday, the 29th, at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, Jessica Brown will be sharing her tumultuous story. She is an inspiration and a godsend. There will be one day a week where I will be telling new stories, such as, you would not believe how many children there are in the United States who are being forced to marry adult male. I think some of the states, there are 10 that I know of, that have made a law where a child cannot marry an adult under no circumstances whatsoever. That's what we need to do. Got this in their agenda where, okay, we could go back and they said like a 17 or 18-year-old, but if the child ends up pregnant, a lot of times the judges will make the child marry an adult. That is sickening. For the judges that do this, you need to be held accountable because you are continuing having this child sexually abused and victimized every day. Every day when you're supposed to go and speak for the children, and you're harming our children, putting them in these ways, not letting them get their education, going to regular, even elementary school, because there are so much at the age of 10. We'll go over that one day. So I've got other advocates that's going to tell their stories and share. And please come back and support this channel and support the survivors. We already took so much blame and ridicule through all the abuse that we had suffered. It's time that y'all band together and help the people who have suffered, help them to where we want to stop this cycle. Help us make a leeway. You matter as well. Your decisions, don't turn your back on this, people. By turning your back, the evil grows. Stick up for our kids. be there in the way that God wants us to be. God bless y'all. Thank you so much.